Meantime, those who are preparing for the puja, I understand, is the clan group. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You all can get ready. Yeah. Oh, you found your way, eh? Sadhu. Wow, very good. No, you can put the garland over. Put it over the Buddha Rupang. Okay, can the two representatives of clan come and light the candle and joystick? You all can appoint two. Yeah, you all can appoint two. Those who haven't done before, come from. Then why not Brother Sia and Brother Yong? You go and do. The lighter, ask for the lighter. Oh, down there. Ah, yeah, the blue one, yes. Okay, is it ready? Okay, everybody stand up. We will start our puja now. Never mind, I just touch. You make offering to the Buddha first.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It's okay, it's okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Then we rejoice. You pass on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Just pass on. No, just pass on, pass on. Pass the thing on.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Sadhu, sadhu.
You can stand here.
Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
No. I have partially there.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Pass the lighter.
Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu, sadhu.
You stand here, can stand here. Come forward.
The sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
You come forward. You come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Come forward.
Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. sadhu, 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 sadhu.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, can you be seated now? Go back to your seat. Yeah. Can on back the fan. Huh? Okay, we get ready for puja. Huh? We will pay homage to the triple jap. Huh? Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then pay respect mindfully, huh, to Lord Buddha, then the Dhamma and the Sangha.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svākhāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango sanghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, you can be seated. Turn to page 4 of your chanting book. Huh? We will start the puja chanting. Okay, we will start with the bandana.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panatipata viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchachara viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Vivacanda patipa pujana. Then the page 5, Padipa Puja.
Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dupenahang sukanghina Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajamamuttamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kasuma santatin pujayami munindasa siripada sarorohe pujayami buddhang kasumena nena Punnenam matena cha hotu mokang Pupang milayati yatta idang me Kayo tata yati vinasabhavang Adivasetu no vante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigang hatu mutamang.
Okay, then to page 18, we will do the puja aspiration by invoking our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure clear water lead us to the pure clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flower to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. We will make the overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may we suffer spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Give you pure respect to Triple Jeffers. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay. You can sit at that. Then just relax yourself. So you have about half an hour of meditation. So anybody who is totally new? Nobody? Oh, good. So today we straight away start meditation of the light. So always remember, you are here to train your mind to develop the spiritual faculty. That's why we start with puja. Then we develop the essential virtue through paying respect to Triple Gem. Then we chant the salutation to the Buddha. We take refuge in the Triple Gem. Then we renew our precepts. All these are very wholesome. Then towards the end, we chant the puja offering. Then we make aspiration based on our understanding of the puja offering. Then we rejoice in all this wholesomeness. And before the puja starts, we also rejoice with the generosity, kindness, goodness, and understanding of all those who know how to do all this wholesomeness. So these are very wholesome activities that builds up the parami for you to develop the spiritual faculty, to walk the path of Dhamma, and all the aspiration can pave the way for causes and conditions for you to progress along the path of Dhamma easily. So all this, they are designed by the Buddha, tailor-made for your easy progress, but you have to do with understanding. Then now we have a formal meditation where you train your mind to be mindful, because the first two spiritual faculties of Saddha and Virya you can develop on your own during normal puja or daily reflection. But sati, you need to train. For most people who have yet to train, you find it very difficult to be mindful throughout the day. So our formal meditation is to center our mind. If you are still without the spiritual faculty, your mental hindrance will be there. That's why you can't meditate. Because this hindrance, the five mental hindrance, they hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So in order to reverse all these hindrances, you need to develop the cultivation of the five spiritual faculties. But before they are stable, you tend to have heedlessness. You tend to have the hindrance disturbing you. So what you do in a formal meditation is you anchor your mind to something. Initially, if you're still very heedless, then you have to start with the skillful means. Develop the mind-sweeping method, combined with metta, or loving-kindness, to develop inner peace and inner well-being. This will help you to decondition the heedless thinking, so that your mind becomes more calm and more peaceful. Then after that, stabilize it by developing an object of meditation that is appropriate to your character. If you don't have any, you can use the breathing, anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, as recommended by Lord Buddha. For those who have their own, you can use whatever skillful means or object of meditation that you are familiar with, like your traditional rising and falling, if you follow the Mahasi tradition. Or if you follow the other tradition, some other Thai tradition, they chant Puto, Puto. then some they can also develop Samma Arahang and all those things. Then for Mahayana, you can also chant the Buddha's name, or the mantra that the Bodhisattva and the Buddha actually develop. So whatever is with you, you use it. Because when you develop the mindfulness of all this, your mind is anchored there. Your mind will not heedlessly wander off. So the object of meditation is to anchor the mind. When it's mindful of the object of meditation, the mind doesn't run. The mind is with the object of meditation. It's like you're breathing. Breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. When you are aware without thought, your mind will enter the tranquil state of piti and sukha. Then this piti and sukha will arise. Piti is a spiritual joy, spiritual rapture. And sukha is spiritual bliss, very blissful, very quiet, very still. When there is no thought, only mindfulness, the mind calms down very fast. The mind stabilizes very fast. Then when you already have developed this, you should stabilize it by relaxing into it. Continue to silent and just aware until the breathing or whatever object of meditation become very, very subtle. Until your mind need not depend on anything to stay mindful. Means the mind don't need to have any place to dwell onto. It can just be silent on its own. When the mind is in sati, it don't need dwelling. It can be aware just any time, any place, anywhere. But initially, you need somewhere for it to dwell so that it will stabilize. After you stabilize, then you will come to know, finally, there is no movement. And that is the time when you will realize, technically, this mind is already aware. It don't need to dwell anywhere. Then wherever you locate the mind, it's very sensitive, very clear, very peaceful. And for those who really know how to meditate, you just relax, silent, and just stay with your object of meditation, relax into it, and use it to meditate. Use it to understand clearly how you function as a human being, how your sense bases upon contact give rise to the various type of mind state. Then see clearly how the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the conditioned arising mind stir, react, and become what it is. Then you trace the origination factor due to what it stir. So all this is developing understanding and wisdom. The mind which is deluded, that has sakkaya ditti, self-delusion, they will condition you to react and stir. Your wrong views, your conditionings, your opinion of things, your attachment, your habitual tendency, your heedlessness, all this, they will condition your mundane mind to arise. And when you are still deluded, the evil roots will be there, greed, hatred. They will be the one driving the thought, the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, and all these various mind state. But when you understand, you relax and silent, you become peaceful, quiet, tranquil and still. And that is the meditative mind. So just develop all this. So depend on your state, condition, you just develop them. And for those who really know how to meditate, you can just silence everything and stay at the heart. Then observe clearly what arises. You will derive through the silent mind a lot of understanding. The four foundations of mindfulness, they are all there within your form and mind. So when you are silent, you can be on all the four foundations. Then you can actually cultivate based on understanding. Then just develop awareness of whatever that arises. Then you will understand very clearly. Okay, I will leave it to you.
to develop the meditation. I will ring the bell after about 20 minutes. Okay. For those who already have enough, can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Those who want to continue, you can. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. The meditative state of inner calmness is your meditative mind. The calmness comes with awareness within. It's very peaceful, very tranquil, and it's always silent. And that mind is the meditative mind, is very sensitive. It can understand many, many things. It can develop wisdom, it can meditate. It can be aware of all the arising within the form of mind. It can perceive all of external phenomena. All of your mental creation comes from that consciousness. Okay, now we will turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. Then after that, we can start our second session, the Q&A. Okay, turn to page 6. I will chant the English translation, then after that we are getting B to help us to chant the Pali. Okay, invocation to the devas. In the universe, in their entirety, let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives rise to heaven and relates Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Saggamokkhadam Dhammasavana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhammasavana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhammasavana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Iti Namo Tassa
Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pachatam Veditabho Vinohiti สุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิตปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาติทังจัตตาริปริสายุคานิอัตตาปุริสาภุคะลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนดาเกเนโยอัญจาลิกาลานิโยอนุตรังปุญญาเกตังโลกัสสาติสาธุสาธุสาธุ Give your pay respect to Tripajama.
Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango sanghang namami
Okay. Can be seated. Just relax yourself. Then maintain some form of attention. Okay. Before we really open up for the Q&A second session, I just want to let you all know. Last time I remember, I was trying to tell you all which is the book that I have developed through the transcript, the instruction to help people who has problem, and also cultivator. How you develop the contemplative wisdom and understanding so that you can overcome most of your problem in life. It is on this book, Samatha Vipassana Bhavana, towards the end, before the Q&A, it's on page 30. But you should read before that. Maybe turn to page 29 if you have the book. You don't have, then I will read to you. You should read those pages before this also. They are very useful. Yeah, they are all interconnected, and they are so useful. Maybe I read from page 27, the second paragraph. That's why without sati, you are as if dead. You are spiritually dead and heedless. That's why everything starts with sati. Even all of meditation You start by training yourself to develop sati via silencing this heedless mind. The moment you are silent, you don't think. Sati or awareness is already there. So don't try to be aware. The reason why you are not aware is because you are lost in thought, preoccupied with your heedless thinking, conditioned by your mental hindrance. Your mind is very, very busy, or busybody, heedlessly entangling itself because everything you come to perceive, you want to give meaning. That's why sensual desire and ill will keep on arising to make you stressed up and tired. Then this state of mind can make you sleepy, lethargic, and tired because your mind is not trained and your spiritual faculties are not stable as yet. Then without sati, you are always restless, lost in thought, with a lot of problems. You think a lot, worry a lot, and most of the time you are busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. That's why you never leave, because you don't have sati and samadhi. And you also don't have wisdom. That's why you keep on entangling yourself in life, every moment and every instant of it. Yet you cannot understand what is going on. You only know how to complain. Then you judge people, but you never judge yourself. You say why this guy is like that, and why they are not sensitive to all those things. Why are they so selfish, etc. So when you check your mind, you will come to realize that your own mind chatters so much, and you are always so heedlessly lost in thought. This is not the way to live life. You ask yourself, is that life throughout the day, always thinking, planning, and worrying about life? So much so you never really live. Constantly chasing after this, chasing after that, wanting this and wanting that, trying to do so much things, and like you have got so much unfinished business and problems to look into and worry about. You not only worry about your own health, your own financial situation or problems, you also worry about your career, your business, and your relationship with your loved ones. You worry about your children and their future, and then later on, even your grandchildren as well. Then your properties, your wealth, your car, your business, your investment, and all your other possessions. Busy having to look after them and worry about them. Like your car, having to keep them going. Then every time you got problem, you will say, Daila, got to send the workshop again. First thing you think of is money. Then after that you complain. Why is this car always giving me trouble? Stupid car. And you label it that way. Surely it will be like that because you seldom maintain your cars. But if you really take care and maintain them, then it will last you and serve you well. But no matter how well you maintain them, they still have a lifespan. So you need to change the car and you have the means, then you can change. You don't have to complain. So problem solved. Like this body, take care of it while you can, but don't attach and don't cling onto it. And then use it with understanding so that you don't have to worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. With wisdom, you will come to understand that this form and mind of ours is a beautiful vehicle and tool for us to use to live life, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life, so that we can truly live from moment to moment with joy, with love and understanding, with clarity of mind, peace and heedfulness, without all the usual agitation and problem like before, plus without having to worry about life anymore, like every day also so kanchong in Cantonese, anxious. Running after this, chasing after that, scolding your children, yelling at your loved one, complaining and getting angry, etc. Is that life? That is really suffering, isn't it? constantly arising all the fear, the worry, the anxiety, etc. And sometimes, no mood to eat also. At night, want to sleep also cannot sleep. Depression leading to insomnia. Some of them even say, take sleeping pill also cannot sleep. Then I have quite a number of these people coming to my weekly meditation class. They don't know me, but they were introduced to me by other Dhamma friends or Kayanamitas. They used to tell me, Brother Teo, I got something that I really got to consult you. I say, what is it? And then they will describe to me how their depression and all those related things are affecting them and causing them so much suffering. So I said, you must have seen psychiatrists before. He said, he or she said, yes, seen many. And some see until their medicine also no more effect. They also relate to me the way it had tormented them. It was really, really terrible. Many of them said the psychiatrist gave them antidepressant and sleeping pill. And after taking them, also cannot have proper sleep. At the most, half an hour to 1 hour of sleep only. After that, wide awake, and they said, it's really agony. Because inside there are so much fear, anxiety, unhappiness, sorrow and lamentation, grief and misery, and suicidal thought that said, might as well die, keep on arising. You may ask, how come they end up like this? I always give them the following very useful advice to make them understand. This is on page 30, so you listen attentively. If you have such friends, colleagues, or what they call colleague or relative or loved ones, or somebody close to you, you can help them. But you have to slowly, slowly develop the understanding yourself. Then when you speak with confidence, when you speak with understanding, they will listen to you. This is how I normally approach the situation. Then I will tell them, it's only a thought. How come it has such great power to make living beings so miserable and so confused? Who gave it such power? It is you yourself, through your own delusion, that gave it such power. So do wake up, for life need not be like this. Life can be meaningful and good. Then you have to highlight clearly to them. Your thought is like a tool for you to use to live life. So use it wisely to arise the appropriate right thought to bring about the good life of love, happiness, joy, and peace. Instead of arising all the deluded wrong thought of anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and grief, etc. To harm yourself and to hurt yourself and to make yourself so unhappy and so miserable. So when you see it very clearly, then you tell yourself, that is the wrong way to use your thought. Understand? It's like a knife. You use it to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself. That is really, really heedless, deluded. Every tool has its purpose. Then I will continue by telling them, each and every one of us hold the key to our own life destiny. And to be happy or unhappy is our choice. So choose wisely, choose to be happy. Then why are you still not happy? It is mainly because you don't have the Dhamma to guide you and advise you. They make the wrong choice via their own self-delusion and lack of proper understanding. So cultivate the opposite virtue or virtuous right thought of love, compassion, happiness, born of contentment, gratitude, sincerity, respect, generosity, and honesty, etc. to bring back the joy, the love, the peace and happiness to your life. If every day also you very unhappy and miserable, it's because you think of all the wrong thoughts. What are wrong thoughts? What are wrong thoughts? Thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, sadness, and grief. That's why you become like that. And these are all wrong thoughts. Why you go and recall all those unhappy things and make yourself so miserable, so full of anger, hatred, jealousy, envy, or fear? If these are thoughts that make you so miserable, then don't think. But human being problem is, they say, this is my problem, I have to think, otherwise I become miserable. You don't have to solve your problem by thinking. You solve your problem by having right thought, not having wrong thought. If you know this thought torments you, then you write it down, I'm not going to think anymore in this way. This is delusion, this is stupidity, this has made me suffer long enough. I don't want to play this game of suffering anymore. In Mandarin, they can word it very nicely. One of my Kayamita, through her own understanding, she used this word which I like. He told the mother, he said, mother, mother, why you all like to play this game of suffering? See, one one tong ku de you see. The mother at first cannot understand. Say, every time I come back, you keep on telling me all your problem, your sorrow, your lamentation, your 10, 20, 30, 40 years problem, or keep on recycling in your brain. That is a sign of depression. Then he said, does this make you happy? He said, no, miserable. Then why do you want to continue doing that? Haven't you suffered enough? This game of suffering you have been playing for the last 40, 50 years, you still want to play? He said, I have given up long ago. See, when you understand, then the mind becomes so clear. When you don't understand, trapped in delusion, the mind continue to recycle all those. They call it the cocoon of thought, the cocoon of wrong thought. That's how you enter depression, where you keep on remind yourself of those unhappy moments, those suffering moments. All of the wrong thoughts that condition your sadness, your misery, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, all this. Then the last paragraph is the best. If you don't meditate, you cannot understand. That's why the Buddha said the heedless eye is dead. That's why you have to train your mind, develop the meditation to be heedful. And this is a very dangerous situation to be in. Because spiritually, you are as if dead when you are heedless. You never leave. There is no spiritual life. With this, I will end my talk. Then if you have any question, you can ask. And we can discuss them. So this was a talk I delivered in Klang. Last year, April 24. At MBC Center. So, exactly 1 year. So Klang people, you have this book, isn't it? Got it? Don't have? Are we going to print this book? Yeah, we printed already. Then okay. Those who don't have, can, no problem. Add 400. Make it 500 also can. Add. So this is a very good book. The other one is is it 12 September 2013? That one is How to Meditate on the Thursday class, also very good. So we will have 400-500 copies more. So those who don't have, you can request when I come up. When I come back, sorry. I will be going for my tour. I had this cruise next month. So today is our last class. Not yet. One more. Wu Ping Jing Se, last class, because this Sunday they don't have a class. So our Thursday class got one more class. You are lucky. Then after that, for 3 weeks plus, the class will be off. We are Sui and Mifo also follow me. We are on the same trip, the cruise. So hopefully you all, with all the books, recording, you can still develop your own self-practice while at home. Or you can go to any quiet place, like Klang Pipo Hingo Sumeru, or any quiet place at your center where you can develop your training. Even at home, you can. Actually, your home is the best place to meditate. You have the understanding and the faith. So, cultivation depends on the individual. When you understand, it's very easy. When you don't understand, then it appears very difficult. Whenever I had discussion with people, they used to tell me, "Bratio, not easy, very difficult. It has taken us so long." I say, when you don't understand, it's sure very difficult. But when you understand, it's like your flip of the palm. The moment you understand, you awaken, finish. Actually, meditation is not difficult. But you think so easy to flip over. To flip over, you must do a lot of homework. You must reflect, contemplate the three turning. You must do all those homework. If you don't do that, you expect it to flip. You take the coin every day, flip. It cannot, because the transition or the change of lineage, you know, there is this 16 stages of jnana knowledge. They got one, I think, the 9 or 10, I forgot already. Change of lineage, they call, I think, 10, Gotrabhu. I don't know whether I pronounce it correctly or not. It's Pali word. Before that is Sankara Upeka. You know what is Sankara? Mental thinking activity. When all the Sankara become equanimous, Upeka means it does not stir anymore. Sankara Upeka Jnana, that is the one before the change of lineage. That's why you must train your mind until it's ever mindful throughout the day. Then straighten your view until it's always in the state of upeka, equanimity. The last of the 7 factors of enlightenment. Remember? And then there is a possibility of that thing happening. That it can just happen in an instant. But if you sati also don't have, the enlightenment factor also don't have, so how to develop the flip? Cannot. Without sati, you cannot investigate Dhamma. Without sati, you cannot be heedful. Without sati, you cannot meditate. You cannot start the 4 foundation, or you cannot do. So that's why sati is very important. And within the 37 factors of enlightenment, sati occur so many places. Even in your 5 spiritual faculty, the most important is sati. 7 factor of enlightenment, the most important, the first factor of enlightenment is also sati. Then the whole of the Appamadavagga, the section in Dhammapada verse on heedfulness, the first thing is about sati. To be heedful, you have to be ever mindful. And to be ever mindful, you must have sati and stabilize it. That's why the whole of meditation is to train your mind to have this heedfulness. And you have to start by training your mind to be aware, mindful. The whole teaching is very simple when you understand. The difficult part is your devotion, your sincerity, your faith, and your diligence. Diligence is to really, really go all out and develop the sadha virya to cultivate. That's why you must persevere no matter how difficult, no matter how much coming obstruction, no matter how difficult it is. You just have to persevere. Just do. If you do with understanding, the condition will arise. You will connect and you will understand, and the change in lineage or flip will happen. And it's pretty easy, this civilization, especially this sasana. The conditions are there, the consciousness are there. There are living beings that have the Dhamma who can share and teach. So if you have those conditions, you should make full use of it. Like the Buddha's advice, try on with heedfulness. Do not be heedless anymore. Okay, now we open up for Q&A and meditation reporting. Make full use of that time. Anybody? You can put up your hand while I have a drink. Yeah. You can report your meditation or ask any question related to meditation and the Dhamma. Anybody? Alicia. Pass the mic to her.
Hello. Brother Teo, actually, I always come, I'm very bad, I always come with the seek for answer.
Never mind, because actually, you have very good question.
This morning, when I wake up, there was this Liao Sen's inside
correct,
my heart area.
Yeah, your heart there.
And that's for your voice, you know. You did mention that, I don't know when, but it just...
Many times.
Yes.
I mentioned many times.
Whole day, this afternoon, I mean, this morning, I just went back to the office and said, what is this?
Yeah.
Then I click on the computer, I want to know the answer. And then I print out this Liao Sen's.
Very good.
It's every time in me. And I just don't know how to get rid of this.
Don't have to get rid of it. It is an inquiry that comes from your nature because you already connect. You already have the ability. That's why this nature, when the time comes for you to develop understanding, it will keep on coming out. It's like an inquiry. Liao Sen Si. How many of you don't know Mandarin? Wow, so many. I need Pamasuri to help me to write.
It's the end of
birth and death.
Right.
Liao Sen Si.
I know.
Yeah. Liao is finish off in there. Sen Si. You know what is this two, right? To live and to die. Birth and death. If you want to transcend birth and death. In Mandarin, the meaning is very good. You know what is this Liao or not? Zuo wan liao. Finish already. So to finish off birth and death, the translation is to transcend. Transcend birth and death. So this is a very important inquiry. Oh, sorry, birth and birth. sorry. That's why I pronounce the right thing, write the wrong thing. So to transcend birth and death, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you transcend birth and death? How? By chanting. I want to transcend birth and death. I want to transcend. Cannot answer. You have to understand what is birth and what is death. Who died? Who born? Who are you? What are you? That's why you must understand clearly. Then you can transcend birth and death. If you don't understand, you cannot. So birth and death got two parts. First part is the birth and death of the segmented life. You know what is a segmented life? You know what is a segmented life? Huh? Segmented life is what? Like this life. You are born as what? Yeah? Let's say you have evolved through so many lives. Yeah? Born, die, born, die. Yeah? Not the Australia born, die, bitch. Yeah? So that's why this one birth, then death, then born again. Then death. So every of this life is one segment. Understand that? Yeah. So let's say now you are here. So this segment is whatever your name that form my mind, the human being. This is your segment, this life. Then you call this one Brother Teo, then this is the segment. Life, segmented life that this nature come. And this one is karmically conditioned, understand? Through karma. Karmically conditioned into this world. This one is called one segment of your life, understand that? So if you want to transcend this segmented life, means you must become at least an arahant and beyond. Means no more ignorant. No more ignorant means what? Upon death. No more rebirth consciousness. Because no more ignorant, no more rebirth consciousness. That's why arahant sees. Realize Nibbana, Parinibbana. That's why the Buddha said that is the last birth. Understand? Last birth. Because as an arahant, there is no rebirth. Understand? But Bodhisattva and the great Buddhas, they can come back without rebirth consciousness. They can come back with a pure mind. They can develop karmically conditioned form and mind. But there is no rebirth consciousness. There is this pure mind that comes. Either love or compassion. Which they vow and draw. Through their perfection. Their cultivation. Over eons and eons of perfection. So this is the pure mind that arise and take conception. That's why they can, through their vow, cause the karmic nature to actually condition a form and mind, which can also be a human being or a devil. Then the consciousness that take conception, the normal process is rebirth consciousness. They don't have to. Their pure mind go in. That's why Hui Ning, when he's born, there is no more what they call mundane mind. It come out, it was like that. For me, I remember, for the first 6 years, I was also like that, my mind. But when my parents took me back to Alastar, that famous notorious place like Taikong, like that one, then the condition arising mind, the mundane mind start to evolve, start to take its form and shape. Because I didn't live a simple life like Hui Ning, woodcutter. Don't go to school, don't mix with all those people. Then the mind is very different. But because it's meant to be, this civilization is like that, you have to go through that conditioning. Then later on, as I grew up, the mind will inquire by itself because that nature has its karmic past. That's why you are born of your karma, head to your karma conditions. But, and you are what you are because of karma. And the karma will take the form of mind along. And because of its understanding, the vow through its perfection, even know how to develop all those vow. Then those beings that have affinity, when the time comes, they will also come. Then those who are that already there, they will also have the affinity, and they will come into contact. So all this can only happen when you have become enlightened. This segmented life, you have to become an arahant and beyond. Then there is another one, birth and death of the thought. This is the stream of consciousness, the mundane mind, mundane consciousness. And this one, for arahant, it still didn't stop. Birth and death of this thought still continue. This one, if you want to break, you have to go beyond arahant. You have to develop the bodhisattva way. And this one, you have to reach quite advanced. Otherwise, the mundane mind cannot collapse. And birth and death of the thought, they call it the outflow. Cannot stop. Arahant cannot stop this. Most arahant, except those who have their past. This only stop when they are in the state of cessation, when they realize nibbana. But after that, when they come out of it, the five aggregate of form and mind, when they come out of it, this birth and death of this thought continue. That's why to the Mahayana, because of that, they say the arahant still got residue. They didn't finish. But they already without ignorance. So birth and death is very important. If you don't know how to develop the understanding of it, you cannot end birth and death. And you cannot develop the understanding to end it. Mahayana like to actually develop this understanding, because to them, birth and death need to be understood. And you have to transcend birth and death in order to actually transcend life. That's why they have to actually develop this wisdom so that their cultivation can be very different. The moment they can transcend birth and death, they can go the bodhisattva way. If they cannot transcend birth and death, they cannot go the bodhisattva way. That's why to them this is very critical, liao sen si. We study about life, right? I have already defined to you, the whole of life is what? Life can be equated to what? Existence, isn't it? Clear? Agree or not? To live life is to go through existence, isn't it? And existence is time related, clear? That's why slowly, slowly you can get them developed and the understanding will come. So what is time? The whole spectrum of time is what? You can define time easily, right? The whole spectrum of time is what? Just the three period, isn't it? What are the three period? Past, present, and future. And future. And this one covers all of time, correct or not? Agree or not? The whole spectrum of time is here. So past, present, and future, they cover. So to understand life is to understand these three things. Then the question is, of these three, which is the reality? Present moment. You also know. Why? Because past is what? It's already gone. No more reality, because it is the past. Understand? Future, something yet to come, also not a reality. So what is the reality? In the here and the now,
every moment, every instant, it arises and it passes away so fast. Understand? And to you, you think life is very real. How real can it be? The reality of life is just the present moment. And present moment is just moment to moment. Split second is day and gone. Split second is day and gone. So this present moment is the only reality in life. Only reality in life. So what are you doing within this moment? Each and every moment of living your life, what are you doing? Huh? What?
Forming karma.
Forming karma. creating, not forming. Creating karma. You see, if you say creating karma means you arise a lot of action, speech, and thought that has duality, that has right and wrong, that has the wholesome and unwholesome. That's why karma got two types. Kusala and akusala, anasala. Like Malay word, akusala. So that is unwholesome with the kelesa. Whereas kusala is not you sala, it's wholesome. Akusala is you unwholesome. So if this is the only reality in life, and you do not pay attention to the moment, then what are you doing? You are being heedless, understand? Because moment to moment, life passes by. That is the only reality. What are you doing? Human beings' problem is, if you reflect back on your life, every day, what are you doing? Not cari makan. Even you sleep, you also create a lot of all these things. You think a lot, understand? You are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. You go and check. Do you agree or not? You think a lot throughout the day. Right? Then you say, I need to plan. I need to develop financial freedom. I need to plan my work. I need to make sure all these are properly done. So throughout the day, you think a lot. You are too busy thinking. Planning, and then you worry, oh, this problem, that problem, how to resolve it. Then tomorrow, who see me? Oh, how to deal with this guy? Then my boss. Then you always fighting with your thought. All the fear, worry, anxiety, when they come, when you are hit by the first noble truth reality or the problems of life, your mind become heedless. Or they call like, confused, very, very confused. And when it's confused, what do you do? That's why it never leave life. Because moment to moment, life passes by. You're supposed to be aware, mindful, peaceful, relaxed. With this silent mind, you're supposed to experience the moment to its fullest. That's why all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life, they are within that moment. Why can't you be with the moment in silent, peaceful inner awareness to just experience it? Every moment is so beautiful. Why must you go and worry about life? Why? Why must you think? Why must you do all those planning? Or you say, Brother Teo, cari makan, have to live life. What you expect? Life is to be understood. The form and mind, this segmented life, the form and mind, and this one, live, understand not? But this is the tool and instrument that you use to come to this world. So this one, live, understand not? This one can think, plan, but don't have to worry about life, understand not? And how does it do it? You have to do it with the wisdom that you develop. When you have developed wisdom, that's why you meditate, that's why the Dhamma become useful. When there is wisdom and understanding, the form and mind no longer deluded. Means what? it no longer worry about life, because it know the form and mind doesn't belong to him. It is impermanent, lead to suffering when I grab and cling. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent and changing entity that I can say, this is me, this is I. That's why with all this understanding, the Buddha Dhamma comes in. Then you use it to live. You don't have to worry about you getting old, getting sick and die. Anasana. You don't have to attach to all the feeling, perception, the views and the opinion and the consciousness that arise. Then you don't have to deludedly hold, cling, get yourself entangled. So this is the secret of life. When you develop wisdom through the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught you, that's why you must drive on with heedfulness. Develop the understanding. Then this form and mind is not you. Anasana. Then when you say die, who die? No one die. It's just separation of condition, the consciousness from the form. Then when there is no delusion, it does not condition rebirth consciousness. That's why you never die. That's why liao sen si is to transcend life. And to transcend life, you not only transcend the past and the future, where these two are not the reality. Even the present moment, which is the only reality in life, or highest in life. Highest in life. But do you understand that this is still existent? Huh? This is still within samsara, anasara. Within samsara. Samsara. What is samsara? Huh? The suffering world of birth and death. Huh? So, if this is still within samsara, that's why they talk about power of now. Or present moment awareness. Power of now or present moment awareness. This is the highest in life. But to transcend life, you have to transcend even the present moment. The present moment. That's why liao sen si. That's why in the Mahayana teaching is very, very profound. I heard this from Guangqing Lao He Sang, the old monk. He's Kai Si Lu. He speaks in Mandarin, is it? He always say, Guo qi xing bu ke de, wei lai xing ye bu ke de. Then he talk about the present moment. Xian zai xing ye bu ke de. Because they are not a reality in the true sense of true emptiness. Ultimate truth, or what they call from the approach of the true mind, the unconditioned. All these are within the conditioned world, still within existence. That's why the present moment awareness, sati, also will cease. When you realize nibbana, that's why nothing is, no more residue, nothing, everything ceases. Yeah. So this will explain to you the whole understanding of what liao sen si is all about. How you transcend birth and death, not only of the segmented life, but also the thought, the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the outflow from your consciousness. Okay? Can follow. Got any more questions? Thank you. We should rejoice and thank Alicia for the good question. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, these are the conditions. Pass the mic to Brother Yap.
Can hear. Okay, related to this, Brother Teo, see, we are normal people. So there's some brother here was saying that, you know, we think too much, you know. Sometimes, like, let's say we makan gaji, tomorrow we have to present a paper. So we have to do some planning, isn't it? So that amount to thinking, isn't it? So maybe Brother Teo can elaborate, you know, because that's what Brother Teo was telling me, our mind.
Yeah, what is your question?
No, that because we think too much, like...
What is your question? What is the question?
The question is
very simple.
When we have to do a presentation tomorrow, let's say, then tonight we have to do some preparation, then mentally we have to rehearse, you know, then tomorrow then we have to preparation. That thing about thinking. So that part, how to update a bit on this, because we are all normal people, you know.
That's why I told you just now, you didn't listen. You remember what I say? This one is not you. This one can think, understand? But you must have the wisdom, so that the thought that come out is right thought, understand? Thought is a tool for you to use to live life. Use it. You got to prepare seminar, got to prepare paper. You go and prepare, understand? But those who talk from the heart, they don't prepare, understand? They just reflect, contemplate, they understand. Then there and then, that moment, depend on condition, they will just say, unless the seminar wants you to have a paper submitted, then you can write it out. Then you use the form of mind to write, understand? But this is not you, understand? This one can think, because this one is the consciousness trapped inside the physical body. This one will think, understand? This one got senses. Upon contact, the whole thing will arise. But without wisdom, this one becomes heedless, understand? And the heedless are as if dead. The whole of meditation is to understand this, so that you develop the wisdom, you straighten your view, you cultivate, you strive on with heedful. That's why I say wisdom is very important. When there is wisdom, this form of mind is no longer deluded, then what happens? Then this one can live. Remember the third phase of Dhamma? What is the third phase of Dhamma? What is the third phase of Dhamma? Pativeda, what is it? You don't use the word enjoy the friction, huh? This is the most beautiful phase of your life, Anasana. You get to live, not to enjoy, to fully live life using the form of mind that has the wisdom connected. Because when this form of mind is no longer deluded, what happens? It does not have fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. Nothing in this world can make you miserable anymore. Then it just do what it has to do. It just echo and flow. Understand not? It need to reflect, it reflect. It need to contemplate, it contemplate. It need to write down some point or paper, you go and write. Understand not? Use this form of mind. This is your tool and vehicle to live life. Maybe write in another color. We got a blue one. This is your vehicle. Never mind. Vehicle and tool. Form is your vehicle where it takes you around like your car, understand not? Then it has the senses. It helps the mind to make contact and arise consciousness. That's why you can be conscious of what you see, what you hear. Then you can experience all of the beauty and wonders of sight and sound in this universe, in this phenomenal world, in this existential world. That's why life has its meaning. Life can be beautiful. The third phase of Dhamma can be very beautiful. You can make full use of the form and mind to live. Truly live. Because when you have wisdom, when it's no longer deluded, it will not attach to the form. It will not worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. Understand? First number two reality, the first three or four, you already transcend, no more problem. Then separation of those things is the mind. If the mind is not deluded, it understands the universal characteristic behind all those arising, because they are all conditioned and conditioned arising mental states. They are not real, they are not you. And they are conditioned by wrong view, wrong thought, delusion. So when you have straightened your view, developed the wisdom, this mind is no longer deluded. No longer deluded. Means what? When it's no longer deluded, it will not grasp, it will not cling, it will not hold, and it will not get entangled. Understand? That's why it can live. It's very peaceful. That's why this mind is heedful. Heedful means what? Ever mindful. Silent. Relaxed and aware with it. Tranquil. No more like before. Agitated. Restless. Fearful. Full of worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. The evil roots are very strong. The sacrality, self-delusion is very strong. And that is the one that triggers off fear, worry, anxiety, emotional negativity, selfishness, envy, jealousy, everything. Because they are evil roots. So wisdom is most important. Without wisdom, you don't know how to use them. That's why this form of mind becomes deluded, heedless. So the whole of life is to understand that this form of mind is just karmically conditioned out for you to use, to live. So you need to develop wisdom so that you can arise the right thought, the right consciousness, the right understanding to use all this and never to be afflicted by it. Can follow now? The only real person who nod the head is Alicia, because she understands. The rest, I think, it will take you a while. Because you try to use your rational thinking mind to understand, which is what you are now. That's why you got no choice. But you must go back and reflect, contemplate, and inquire deep into it, and listen to this talk again and again. Then I tell you, when you start to develop the clear understanding later on, as you start to rejoice with all the words that were spoken through your reflection and contemplation of the second turning wisdom, as it stabilizes, you will start to develop that joy within you, and your cultivation will progress very fast. Then you can understand many, many things after that. Because without avijja, the ignorant, the next link is what? Sankara. Avijja paccaya sankara. You keep on straightening your view and develop wisdom, there is no more avijja, less and less. Means sankara also less and less. That's why you think less and less. That's why it's not like my brother Yap say, hey, we are normal people, that's why we have to think, we have to plan, we have to do all this. You can think, you can plan, but mindfully, with awareness within. That is the only thing you need. That's all. You have to be fully aware of everything that is going on in life. That's why the Satipatthana Sutta start with Kaya Nupassana. You train your mind to be aware, Anapanasati. Then after that, the next category of cultivation is what? Mindfulness of what? Four posture followed by daily mindfulness. Sati Sampajana. That is how you train your mind and develop the meditation. Now sati also don't want to train. Then after that, don't know, have to use this to be mindful of the four posture and the daily mindfulness. You go and do all those jhana, samatha, and all those things, and the wonderful one-pointedness. You think that is meditation. And then, you go and try. I tell you, forever you will go around. You can experience fantastic mind state, meditative state. But without daily mindfulness, your defilement cannot be rooted out. If you go into samatha, the apana samadhi, your mind is not a free mind, it's a conditioned mind. And that one, you cannot develop wisdom. Because all the defilement, they are suppressed. The evil roots are all suppressed. It cannot come out into normal awareness. That's why you cannot root it out. You use energy field to suppress and control them. That's why they go into ekagata. Ekagata, one-pointedness. The five jhanic factor, the last one is that one, one-pointedness. They focus on that one point. They kill all the thoughts so that no thought. They are like very peaceful, very calm, very still, very tranquil. That's why they go into jhana. All the energy build up. They go into energy field. But that one is a conditioned state. You like your mind is in the state of upeka. Like nothing can disturb you at that time. You are like enlightened. But that is a conditioned state. The evil roots, the latent tendency, anusaya, they are still suppressed within, down there. If you do not release this out into normal awareness, you cannot see them. And if you don't come out into life, you cannot experience the real thing, whether the defilement is still there or not, whether this latent tendency has been rooted out or not. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is the real meditation. You have to come out into life to find out whether this Noble Eightfold Path has been cultivated or not. Whether you have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and the right four effort. And all these need to be cultivated. That is what meditation is all about. Ever mindful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. So meditation is not what people think. Just go and develop the spiritual calmness, the concentration, and develop fantastic meditation experience, mind states. These are experiences that you can develop when you are in a retreat or in a very calm locality setting. But this is not the real meditation. The real meditation is daily mindfulness. In the midst of life, when you can have the spiritual faculty, when you can be ever mindful and heedful, and that is the real meditation. If you are only in the retreat and have some form of concentration or samatha, and you think that is heedfulness, then when you are out in life, you are totally heedless, then that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Okay. So planning, whatever the form of mind, when it has the understanding, it can do. But even before the understanding, you will still do. You do according to your understanding at that time. That's why you have to remind yourself. No matter how close the deadline is, don't panic. Don't allow the fear to arise to the thought that project. Because this is wrong thought. Thought that condition your fear. How come you have fear? Because it has projected. And what is projection? Projection is into the future, not a reality. Then when you recall the past, you say, my boss last time, he scolded the fellow like anything. Or you also panic, develop the fear some more, because you recall what happened. That's why past and future create fear, worry, anxiety. And these are the movement of thought. These are not the reality. When thought projects, it creates a false reality for you to think. That's why the five degree of form and mind, namarupa, you cannot attach. You attach to your views, your opinion, you are dead. You attach to your consciousness, you are dead. You attach to your thought projection, you are dead. You attach to your feeling, you are also dead. Then you attach to all the things that you perceive, like your loved one, your property, your wealth, your whatever, your career, your business and all those things. Then you got your children, your spouse, your loved one, your parents, everything. All this, it exists within the existential world, understand not? Because they are form and mind. And law of karma recognizes relationship. That's why on one aspect of the conditioned world, this has its reality. And you have to understand. That's why, because you live in the existential world, and this form and mind is subject to this law of karma, which is part of the nature's law. But in ultimate truth, when you develop wisdom, which is the unconditioned, this one don't have birth and death. This one don't have human being. That's why in the Diamond Sutta, which we are going through, there is no mark of even the slightest self or whatever. Even the Samasambuddha, after he has completed the perfection of saving and liberating limitless living being countless, in the Diamond Sutta is mentioned, in reality he has not saved even a single living being. There was no living being to be saved. Because they understand the two aspects, the conditioned world and the unconditioned. That's why you must have wisdom on both sides, otherwise you cannot live. If you one-sided, you will get into problem. So, understanding is very important. Only wisdom and understanding free you, nothing else. That's why without wisdom, without understanding, the form and mind is heedless. The form and mind is deluded. And this one will fall. Because the heedless are as if they chemically you will fall. That's why you must develop right view. Understand? Straighten your view. That is the first Noble Eightfold Path factor. Then from there, it will spin off all the understanding for you to cultivate. Even the first right view, law of karma, will give you the understanding of why the Buddha's advice is to avoid all evil to good and purify the mind. And how you do all those things, how the essential Dhamma come about, how his whole teaching come about. These are all related to the three important spiritual law that governs all of life and existence. I think by now it's a lot more clearer, huh? Sadhu. she like that. Like that is very good. It can be okay or empty already, understood already. That's why it's like that. No mark. You go for 100 mark, you sure die standing. This is the only exam you don't go for any mark. You so sort there. Very good. Very innocent. Like very dumb. But a lot of wisdom. You see the one like so-so, a lot of wisdom. The one that show on, want to tell you all. That one you have to be careful. That one got PhD on 100 more. But the one got no title, nothing on. When you listen, it's different. Because when they understand, they don't need title. They only share with you simple truth, simple understanding. And when you get them, your mind transforms, you liberate, and you become so different. And after that, with the wisdom, the form of mind becomes so beautiful, and you get to leave the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. Pativeda. Can you remember this? Suyang got the thing already. In your Heart Sutta book also got the appendix there. Maybe get Suyang to read. Yeah, read the third phase. Who can see? Small girl can see. Come ask her to read. If you read, you learn a lot. If you read, you will tend to try to understand. Otherwise, people read for you, you just listen. Hear in, let out. Pativeda.
Phase 3, Pativeda. This phase is reaping the fruits of one's cultivation, leading a noble life, live the life of the awakened one.
Is that what you are looking forward to? Then read the notes.
Note. This is the most beautiful phase of one's life where one can truly live life to the fullest, to experience all of the noble life as described below. Life becomes much more meaningful and good because no more suffering. Able to understand life clearly, hence a lot of joy, happiness, peace, love and compassion. Via heedful living, one is able to experience all of the wonders and beauties of life while in this world. Able to always act righteously with wisdom, love and compassion. Always heedful to live the noble life of peaceful joy and happiness, hence no more heedlessness. Able to live life in accordance with one's noble understanding. Hence, no need to worry about life anymore. Always very mindful of one's action, speech and thought via living the noble life of heedfulness. Understanding precisely that this form and mind is not oneself, but only a chemical condition.
Chemically.
Chemically condition. Vehicle and tool. For one to use to live out this segmented life while in this world.
Thank you so much. We should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. See, she also has the Dhamma already. She can read to you so clearly. Isn't this type of life so much better than what living being is going through? Correct? Or? Every day worry about this, worry about that, running after this, running about after that. Think so much, worry so much. Plan here, plan there. Finally also make mistake. The plan never work or backfire. So why you plan? Plan for what? Just accord and flow, understand or not? Trust your nature. That's why I live. Don't go and worry. You can plan, but nature decide. Understand or not? This is a very powerful statement, no? This is the first time using it because of the condition. You can plan, listen. But finally, nature decide. Understand? It's not for you. Understand? You have to understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. And that is the right view. You cannot fight nature. You cannot go against what is the reality. Truth is, the reality is. Condition like that, things will be like that. People are just the way they are because they are born of their karma, head to their karma, conditions upon the way, and they are what they are because of their karma. So when you understand all this, when you have right view, you reflect the deep enough, you will never, never, like before, heedless, stubborn, every time one thing's your way, no more. Then you can be at peace with everything. Then you can accept them for what they are. They are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Understand? Emotional people do emotional things. Heedless people do heedless things. Selfish people do selfish things. They are just the way they are. Wow, today very good. I still got so much time. 10 more minutes to go. Normally I finish one session, 10:30 already. Maybe today no newcomer, so my meditation very fast. Then our puja we finish before 8:30, that's why we save quite a bit of valuable time. So I really rejoice. Sadhu to all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This third phase of the Dhamma, how many of you never read the book? First time you hear about this. You are new, never mind. You go back now, you read. Because this book, I tell you, everything that you need to know, they are all here. They are all here. And this is the real handbook. Handbook of life. And you can really read and develop the understanding very fast, you progress. So this is the true understanding of life. And I can tell you, this type of understanding, you can go and search the internet, read all the book, you cannot find. So far, I haven't seen any book written about it in that way, in that depth of understanding and clarity. You don't have to believe what I say, you go and find out yourself. Because this is the teaching that is very, very rare. That's why, how many years ago? 8 years ago, I was requested to come out and share. Share this understanding with the world. So the condition arise. That time I was full of joy. Then I accepted it. I said, you no need to request. You just instruct, I will do already. Because that
being, that nature of that being, that requester was a very fantastic being. Very, very beautiful being. So all this came about because of condition. That time when he made that request, I think 3 times. He recited it, I think 4 or 5 times. But the first 3 times was very powerful, very powerful. And that time I knew when he mentioned that. He spoke in Mandarin, animated. He said, 请你把正法传下去. And very strange, at that time, the moment I heard, I knew what he meant. Because this type of understanding, this type of teaching, since the year 1989, I knew the world don't have yet. Very few people can have that type of understanding and can share and deliver it in such simple day-to-day language. With that type of clarity. It's very rare, very rare. Even now, you can go and check around. Very few can have this type of understanding. But after all this book come out, there will be more and more. And people can use it to evolve. Deeper and clearer understanding. It's just like any invention. When the prototype come out, like the Japanese, last time calculator, you remember HP? Wow, very expensive. I remember the first HP calculator when we were in first year, $100. Then Casio come out with $18, $15, $20. Faster, clearer, and better, but more bulky. But we remember there was 2 classmates. One of them, I think, quite a wealthy classmate. He bought HP, $100, a KL boy, I think. And the other one, not so wealthy, bought a Casio. Then he showed, wow, his HP can do fantastic computation. But HP got one thing very, their way. They got to enter one. Every data, they got to enter. Casio no need to enter one. Casio one, user-friendly one. You punch 9 plus 4, answer come out. No need to enter, then equal. Then after that, they have some form of discussion. Then they enter into some form of like argument. Okay, you say your HP very good. Now we bet. Our lecture paper, day one kuliah, DK 2K, very high up one. He said, now your HP and my Casio, we throw it down. See which one survive. Then which one better. Wow, the Casio came down, the function still can play. The HP came down, cannot. No more like. So Japanese technology, imitation, improvement, still very good. So you need the prototype. Then to evolve, to improve, is very easy. So this is something that you can develop on your own. That's why every one of you are different. When you develop this understanding later on, you can evolve your own understanding. Then you have your uniqueness. Then you can even come up with more beautiful Dhamma that can actually help living beings. Like that sister Polai. Just now I share with you. She always used Mandarin word. She came out with her own understanding. The game of suffering, Siwan, Tongku, the UCR, she came out on this one. And it's very useful. Actually, it can make a lot of people understand. Why are you always playing this game of suffering in life? You have suffered so long, isn't it enough? That's why the mother woke up after she told her. He said, you have been having this problem for the last 30, 40 years. Every time I come back, you keep on repeating. Means you suffer miserably. And this is the game of suffering. Why you like to play this type of game? There are so much thing in life that can be so meaningful and so beautiful. Why don't you wake up and understand that it's a wrong thought and have already tortured you? make you so miserable. You use thought wrongly to harm yourself, to hurt yourself, to do all this. They call stupid things. Why not now? You wake up and use thought beautifully. That's why I have love, have metta. Develop metta to develop inner well-being. Then you radiate love and metta. Wish all beings well and happy. Wishing yourself well and happy. Learn to love yourself. Learn not to harm yourself anymore. Learn to protect yourself. Develop gratitude, contentment, sincerity, kindness. That's why I go out and help people like Alicia. After she understood, she said, the first thing you want to do is that go out and help people, do something for yourself. Open up your heart. Don't every day go and lock yourself out and repeat the cocoon of wrong thought and make you miserable inside there. That is depression. Why do you want to do that? That's why after she connected, she came out with a lot of beautiful, actually, understanding and sharing. And she can help a lot of people later on. She very simple, and a lot of things she cannot understand. But the funny thing is, she actually understands. You use all the words she cannot understand. But inside, she knows what to do. That is how, when you already have seen the truth, when you have already awakened, your mind is so different, very different. And everything is about understanding, nothing else. Okay, 10:30. Another 3 minutes more.
Just now you were saying, this zhenfa, the true Buddha Dhamma, is not found for the past 26 years, 25 years, 26 years. Suddenly this funny idea came up. Whoever has the talent, maybe we should put this PDF into internet so that anybody who can search for it can
find it. Can let us know.
I don't know who is good at that.
Yeah, you can go and search. You type in who are you, what are you, then you see what are the answer come out. All sort of funny answer come out. So far, even the great Zen master, they dare not tell you the form and mind, segmented, karmically conditioned out. I have never seen a book written about it. Anybody has written, seen any book written about the form and mind? Explain in this way. Then how you connect the whole thing. Because who are you, what are you is very important. And that nature, everybody is like very abstract. Actually, Hui Ning was the only one that tried to explain the most about that true mind, that true nature. Before him, there was none. Then after him, very funny, like forgotten again. Very few people talk about that thing again. They only talk about the sutta, all the fantastic sutta, diamond sutta, surangama sutta, heart sutta, and all those things. Very profound. But they cannot describe what that thing is. But Hui Ning did very well. That's why when we start the platform sutta in Wu Ping Jing, you will start to understand. He described a lot. Especially when he met the fifth patriarch, Hong Ren. Fifth patriarch just expound to him the Diamond Sutta, certain part of it. Oh, he got great awakening, the mind-to-mind seal straight away transmitted, and he just rejoiced, feeling, is it? Never knew that the true nature, the true mind, is already perfect in everything. If only living being can know that, he said, all will be enlightened being, all will be Buddhas. Just like that. The moment you understand, you become Sammasambuddha. But before that thing can happen, there is a long cultivation behind. So it depends on your parami. See, rain again. So you all cannot go home, You want to continue for a while. They don't want to let you go home. pass the mic to Pama Suresh. She want to ask a question. We have got rain, cannot go home. But those who need to go, go. Don't do it. Yeah, can. Never mind, no need to be about all this.
I heard somebody talking about each and every one of us has our own mandala. You need to enter, you need to perfect your parami to enter that mandala.
This is what the book writes. Now, mandala is like a sacred place where they enshrine the great beings. Understand? So your mandala is actually your nature. So you have to enter your own mandala, means you have to connect to your own nature. If you don't connect, you can never know what that nature is. And that nature is not a person. That's why it's also anatta, the Buddha says, sabbe dhamma anatta. That is not a being. I already explained to you many times that this nature cannot come out. Not like this form and mind, can come out and do magic. They call it the all-knowing. Then some of what? Omniscient. Omnipresent. Then some of what? That's why finally Amitabha says, Amitabhut, that is the best. No need to Omni here, Omni there. So you chant Omni, Amitabha, Amitabhut, then you connect to the Pure Land. So all this come from that understanding, that nature. If you don't connect, you cannot understand, because that one is not a person. But that one is very powerful, understand? It's from that nature everything comes to be. The whole universe, the whole creation, the whole of this existential, it comes from that. That is the oneness. That is the one that never separate any being. But all these beings are from my mind, no reality, understand? Segmented. That's why your true nature is only one nature, the oneness nature. And all religion use different name to name them. So this nature, the moment you connect, it got no thought, nothing. It is just that nature, that pure nature. That's why that one see things as they are, pierce through everything. That's why when you are silent, you are connected. And that thing can only be connected when you are silent, when the mundane mind is silent or cease. Otherwise that one cannot manifest. Because you think a lot, you're so heedless, you got so much mental activity. These are like cloud, just like at the retreat, you remember? These are the things that cloud your nature. Just like the sun's ray, they are ever shining. But during rainy day, when the cloud is there, it cannot go through, you know? Right or not? Agree, huh? So when you think a lot, you create a lot of sankara mental state, you cloud your nature. That's why that one you cannot shine for. Then how can you connect? That's why you have to train your mind to develop the silent mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, and to return. Then from there, you can develop the direct seeing. When you see things as they are without word, jnana dasana means direct knowledge and vision of the reality, then you awaken. That's how wisdom arises. Then that form of mind, protected by that wisdom, become enlightened. But that is not you, understand? That's why the book, they use this word mandala or the same, because they cannot define what that thing is. They heard from their teacher, their master, then they read from book, they also repeat mandala. That's why you got all this word coming out. So all this, when they don't have a clear understanding, they cannot describe what that thing is. Understand? It's just like Dhamma. Nobody dare to deviate from the commonly accepted. If you say something that is not commonly accepted, you scared people say wrong, because you got nothing to defend you, understand? You have no book right about it. But how come I dare to share it with you? Is it because I really understand? Or is it I think I understand? That one, I leave it to you to find out yourself. Because all those who really cultivate, they can experience the same thing. It's not something I cook up, understand? Or I coin, and I make it very esoteric. Nobody can do one, only this one can do. Then, no meaning. But when anybody who is serious, who has the faith, and the diligence, and the sincerity, then they do it, and they also can connect and develop the same understanding, then it is not only me, Anasana. So that's why you will know. Just like what I explained that day, Sunday Wuping Jing Se, Satipatthana Sutta, the last class. You remember under Dhammanupassana, the seven factor of enlightenment, the fourth category of practice? The Buddha said when there is sati, you must be aware, the first enlightenment factor. Then you must be aware of how the unarisen sati come to be. Then how the perfection of it by culture of that sati enlightenment factor. So all this is for you to be aware. If you cultivate correctly, then what happens? All the enlightenment factor will be there, understand not? And you can be mindful of them. But you say you already cultivate so many years, you have already done, you think you enlightened already, but you never aware that there is any enlightenment factor. Sati also don't have. What is sati also don't know? And then that type of enlightenment is a very different one. It's not what the Buddha meant, understand not? So very easy to check. If you cultivate correctly the enlightenment factor one by one, sati, sama, dhamma, vichaya, then virya, the fourth one is piti, then pasati, then samadhi, then upeka. All these will arise. Understand? If you cultivate, none of the enlightenment factor arise, then you say you already very experienced, enlightened already. Then you have to check. Understand? Because this one you cannot lie. That's why the four foundation of mindfulness is very clear. Then you can't even develop the Dhamma Nupassana, first category of practice, to see your own hindrance. To understand how the unarisen hindrance come to be, how the arisen hindrance is to be, and how in the future the non-arising of this hindrance come to be. You cannot do that. It shows you have not developed the right cultivation. Then the five aggregate of form and mind also same. You cannot see that. You have not developed the right cultivation. Then the internal sense basis, six and external, also same. You cannot see that in your meditation, in daily life, you have not cultivated the four foundation of mindfulness. Yeah. And they are all in that orange book. You go and read. This book is very good, actually. Yeah. Okay, we better end. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Lily, you got to go. Those who need to go, you go. Then I will do the sharing of merits, transfer merits, and we can end. Now the rain also stopped. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu kasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Tawata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed ones. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, now we will invoke the blessing. For the nation. Devo wasatukalena
Sasa sampati hetu cha Fito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rainfall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Okay, we make our aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina Mami bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu Yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of all these merits that we have thus acquired, may we now follow the foolish and the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can you pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha? Then we end.
Oh, I cannot remember.
Okay, never mind.